KQCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter. It is KQ4WHN. My name is Mark, and my location is in Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the evening, this net will be activated. Meter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet, and it is owned by and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. All right. Well, we've got a number of folks that have used the pre-check-in method. We'll go ahead and get those folks recognized, and then we'll move on to our EchoLink stations that haven't already checked in some other way, and we'll get started with a list of about 20 folks here who have come in through the website and registered that way. So give me 1 second, we'll get those done. First, I've got KC4PLT, that's Richard. I've got KF4CKT, John. KC4WGG, that's Patrick. AA4GH, that's Gus there in Punta Gorda, Florida. I got NC9V Leon. Following up, I've got KE4DXJ, that's Wendy. W2AMD, that's Andrew. K4XMR, Mel. KO4ZEW, that's Ben. KG4PFI, that's Don. And along with Don, I've got KG4QLQ Linda. Both of them are from Piedmont. KB2BYQ, that's Dave there in Easley. KI4LZI, one of my favorites out there in the Table Rock area, that's Anthony. I've got KC4W, oh, that's William. KN4RJN, that's John. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine. Final three are going to be K4HNR, Connor. K4IOE, that's Sid, there in Fletcher, North Carolina, and K4RYL, that's Rylan here in Greenville. All right, any EchoLink stations, you get priority because it's tough to get into the mix when everybody starts talking. So if you haven't already checked in via the web check-in, please do that now. EchoLink and EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. It's Jim and Maria. Negative and negative.
KQ4WHN. Please check in KQ4TGH. My name is Jonathan. I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
This is the Blue Ridge signed in and two who have checked in. Starting off with KO4YHY, that's Jim there in, and KQ4TGH, that's Jonathan in Easley. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in through the EchoLink facility there. That always is good to hear folks getting into the net however they can find a way in. So I know some folks travel. Sometimes I get lazy and stay on the couch like I did last night. Decided I was going to check in that way. But tonight is Tuesday, and Tuesday night in the RF section, we always start with India through Lima. So if that first letter after the number in your call sign starts with I through L, go ahead and give a call out. Let's get you checked in. KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in out of turn. Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via EchoLink. Liberty in and out.
4WHN. Thank you for calling the net for us this evening. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and control would like to recognize KG4WNP, Landon coming to us via Echo Link. Sorry, Landon, didn't see you pop in there, but I'm glad you jumped in and took advantage of getting checked in with us. Thanks for joining us tonight. And then KK4JBQ, that's Larry, along with his wife, KC4MFK. Well, that's Donna. Thank you, Larry, for bringing your wife along and getting the both of you checked in. Hey, just that quick, folks, we're 25 folks who have checked in. We're making great progress. Anybody else in the India through Lima group, I through L, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. I heard somebody key down, but I didn't hear any words. Anybody else, India through Lima, we'll give it one more shot. There, let's time to move on. Let's go through Mike Papa, Mike through Papa, M through P, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Control. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're about to be month, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. That's Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Control would like to recognize Kilo Kilo 4, O-N-O. Well, that's Lorena, along with KK4DMW, that's Rick, and via telephone relay, KM4MOQ, that's Michelle, there in Ware Shoals. Thank you for bringing the family forward, Lorena. I appreciate you showing up with diligence every time I'm at the microphone. Anyone else in the Mike Through Papa group, M through P, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Again, out of turn, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB, my name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net, net control would like to recognize K4XB, that's Tommy. And KQ4TBD, that's Angela, there in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate that. Everybody try and stay dry as we get this next round of thunderstorms. Look like they're about to come and join us. All right, we may have exhausted the Mike through Papa group, so let's move on to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Call KQ4WHN or
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for the tip on the storm coming in. That was a good one earlier. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris Liberty. And I'm just being out tonight because of the storm. Hey, Tom.
Keep your powder dry, Chris. Good evening.
4WHN. Thanks for running the net. Please check in with D4 Sierra Bravo X-ray. That's W4SBX, Brad N73.
Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill and Capin, I'll be negative and negative.
This is Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and net control would like to recognize N0TR, Tom. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tom. And
As always, right behind Tom is KO4QLG. That's Chris there in Liberty. I've got W4SBX. That's Brad there in Simpsonville. Brad, sorry I didn't wave at you when we broke up things on Saturday. I was spent, hot, and tired. But if you didn't make it out to field day, I tell you what, man, it takes you a while to get all that liquids back in your system. I thought I was doing okay, but I spent all of Sunday drinking water and trying to put my feet up and still trying to get in a few more contacts from the house. But had fun out there, and appreciate Brad going with me. We spent some time trying to coordinate and got some good food from the club to spend some time out there doing those contacts. So it was a good learning experience. I learned that air cannon is probably in my future if I'm going to keep using an NFED antenna. So wrapping it up with the folks that have checked in, I've got KK4TRJ, and that's Bill there in Calpins. Thanks for checking in. Everyone there. Anyone else in the Q through T group, Quebec through Tango, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. Whiskey 4, Tango Charlie, Doug and Anderson, no traffic, no comments.
I would like to recognize WW4TC, Doug and Anderson. Thanks for joining us tonight, Doug. Sounds like we're getting to the end of that group of folks. So what I'm going to do now is move us on to the next group, which is the bottom of the alphabet. That's Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KQ4WHM or Net Control. Precedented, I haven't had an alphabet group that didn't call in. Let's try it one more time. If your letter after the number in your call sign starts with U through Z, Uniform through Zulu, call KQ4WHM or Net Control. Precedent has been set. We've had a blank group. That's a new one for me. Moving on to the top of the alphabet, we're going to go through the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. Call KQ4WHM or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Again, K4AFT, that's QO4, Alpha Foxtrot Tango, Michael and Central, going to be negative and negative.
Control, please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
4WHN. Kilo Romeo, 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening, Mark.
WHN. Sorry, please check in out of turn. I had my hand on the CW gear and missed my group. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
Again, W4DKF, that's Whiskey 4, Delta, Kilo, Foxtrot, Dorian and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Group, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net Control would like to recognize W4DJW. That's Dave here in Greer with me. Dave is our net controller. Thanks for checking in with me, Dave. I've got K4AFT. That's Michael, who is in Central. I've got N4DJC. That's Jerry there in Anderson. I've got KR4ACR, Terry and Moore. N4ZLK, that's Shane, who's busy on the CW key and missed his call time, but I'm glad to see that the repeater made fun of you by throwing some Morse code there at the end of your check-in. Made me laugh. And then I've got W4DKF, that's Dorian there in Taylor's. Anybody in Anderson got a weather report for us? Is it as dramatic and dynamic and noisy as the first line was? Call KQ4WHN. Weatherman, that's my second hobby. I like to talk about the weather. Anybody else in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Heard there, so we'll move on to our next alphabetic group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H. We're at 41 check-ins. We've got some work to do here, folks. Let's get nine more so we can call it 50. Echo through Hotel, E through H, call KQ4 WHN, Hornet Control.
Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Wish, AR4, DJ Wish, Chuck, and
WHN. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 ECN Harry in Canada, North Carolina, where it is not raining yet. I'll be negative, negative. Mark, thanks.
Net control. In KR4 EEE, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, Echo, Echo. Greg in Hendersonville, Transylvania, Henderson County line. Lots of lightning up here for you, Mark, but no rain. I will be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net.
WHN. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4 HKX. It's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, and yes, there's lots of lightning, and looks like it's getting ready to storm, but it hasn't started yet.
Bridge 2-meter net. Net control would like to recognize KR4 ETW as Charles there in Campbella. KC4 EZN, that's Harry there in Candler. Thanks for checking in with us, Harry. I got KR4 EEE, that's Greg there in Hendersonville. Thanks for the weather report. And KO4 HKX, that's Patrick there in Penrose. Sounds like we might have another electrical system on its way in. I've got my HF radio with the waterfall going because it always gives me advance notice of lightning when it's starting to crack out in the distance, and I can start seeing the lightning crashes on my HF rig waterfall. So there might be some more electricity in the area. Anyone else in the Echo through Hotel group? Well, it's your turn to get that done. Let's go ahead and call and check it in. Let's call KQ4 WHN or Net Control. Open it up to the big group, A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. Anybody anywhere, if you can hear my voice, you haven't checked in. Let's go ahead and get that done. Call KQ4 WHN or Net Control.
KQ4 WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. Just got in from our club meeting up here on the mountain, though, in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And that's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 53s for each one of you.
K4 UBD, K4 Uniform Bravo Delta, this is Jan in Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net, net control would like to recognize KK4 JFO. That's James there up in the mountains. James, you got any weather reports for us? You got line of sight on anything coming over that looks scary? Move on and recognize K4 UBD. That's Jan there in TR. I'm going to continue to call out for check-ins, but I am going to go ahead and let the formal portion of the net wrap up, and we can go to Rag Chew if anybody's got anything they want to do with that. So this is KQ4 WHN now securing the formal portion of the net. Our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the Rag Chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between Rag Chews. So nobody has signed up for Rag Chew, but I'm continuing to call for weather reports and anybody that has any lessons learned about field day. I foolishly walked out the door without enough liquids. Thankfully, the club had plenty. So I'm going to learn that one as a big lesson for me next time. I think I had all the gear that I needed. I probably should have brought sunscreen, even though I had a tent to or a pop-up canopy to cover my sensitive Scottish skin. We got that taken care of. But anybody anywhere, questions, thoughts, conversation, weather reports, hey, we're just going to hang out here for a little bit because it seems like around 9:30 I get a whole new group wants to check in. So I'm just going to kind of take some time and use some airways. Call KQ4 WHN or Net Control.
In Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4 NUE. My name is Chad. My location is the Deer Camp in Liberty, South Carolina tonight. And I will hang around for a few minutes and talk with you about field day if you would like. I'm in the cabin and it's raining pretty hard, so if you hear the rain on the tin roof, you might just have to try to work through it.
NUE Chad, thanks for calling to us from the Deer Camp. I appreciate you checking in. I can actually hear the rain behind you, but it's pretty far back behind you. You're coming in 5x5. You sound great. Tell me what you learned or what you experienced during field day.
I'm a member of the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club and up in Tryon, North Carolina. So we had a field day at the VFW post in Mill Spring. We did run 24 hours. We made 196 contacts. We got a competition call. Our call was K4K. And we made 96 of those contacts were through CW. So they count double. We did everything on emergency power. We had county officials come. We had a safety officer. And, you know, we tried to get as much points as we could. And we had some good fellowship, had a little small ham fest, sold some radio gear. Had one guy, our club president, he smoked some Boston butts, and everybody brought food, and we just had a really good time. We're tired, but we had a really good time.
Yeah, I went to the Greenville club there at the Equestrian Park, Riverbend Equestrian Park, just due west of Furman University, and it felt like you were in the middle of nowhere, and we just got lucky enough to be probably the only part of the state that got heavy rain, thunderstorms, and I won't say prolific wind, but I was worried about my infed getting untied and dropping out of the tree. But we got through all that. I actually picked up and cleaned up my my electronic gear and put it in the car three times. Yeah, twice for rain and once when I eventually wrapped up the day. So it was one of those unexpected events, and there was some lightning cracking around us there in the wide open field, which didn't make me all that comfortable, but nor did it get all that close. We actually had some pretty close lightning here tonight at the QTH, but I'm very jealous that you got some Boston butts cooked out there, because that's my absolute favorite meal. Looking forward to that on July 4th. Anything else to share? Any good equipment that you were able to pick up there, Chad? And during your mini ham fest, did you find something you couldn't turn down?
I picked up a 991. I'm talking to you on a 991 now. I love Yazoo. Excuse me. And I picked up another 991. I got it up here at the deer camp now. Everything up here's off grid, so I'm gonna put it through its paces tomorrow. We got to test our antenna launcher out. We were able to hang a mystery antenna, and we're gonna leave it in place at the VFW so the VFW can use it for emergency comms, you know. So we got it placed exactly where we want it. We started off with a hex beam at 80 feet on a tower that we're able to raise rather quickly. But we didn't like it, so we took it down and put up a fan dipole in an Invis configuration. And it did pretty well. We had a wind leak station, CW station. We had some GOTA, we made some GOTA contacts. We were able to get the W1AW message. We got, I think, about 15 points for that, or 100 points for that. Be able to decode that. And we've got a couple of members that's really proficient in CW.
and one of them came and made contacts all night. So we're kind of pleased with the results, but we're all very tired, and it was miserably hot. I mean, just miserable. The air conditioner quit working, and it got about 95 degrees in there, but we stayed with it. We had a lot of people cycle through, and we had classes set up so people could learn about WinLink and CW and things like that. So we took opportunity for fellowship and food and scoring points and just trying to generally teach all we could. So it was a really good event. We've had a good time.
I think that's just what you want to hear on a field day, that the classes and the get on the air stations. That's really cool that you had folks that were coming in and spending time with you. Go ahead and let's do another round of check-ins. Anybody out there that's patiently waiting while we chat, if you want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4WHN or net control.
WHN. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you on the net.
Like to recognize KI4DOS, that's Gary, along with his pretty little bride, K3JOY and Joy. Thanks for joining us tonight, Gary, and thanks for bringing your bride along with you. Joy makes 50. That's always my goal, is I want to hit 50 or better. And if you hang around long enough, people will take care of you and get that done. For folks in the Easley area, looks like radar has got the bulk of the storm heading over you right now. And Greenville is about to get it, which means that I'm next. So hopefully, I don't see a lot of lightning in the immediate central part of the county, so maybe that's a good sign. Anybody else need to check in, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Anything else with field day stories? I think I threw out my list there of things that I could have done better. I was pretty proud of myself. I got out, ran across all of my checklist, and other than liquids, I mean, I could have run out and taken care of that to the local mini mart, but that was a big mess for me. I had it set aside. I just didn't pick it up and put it in the car. But anybody in there calling out and hunting on field day, did you run across the guys in Europe who were doing the King of Spain contest? I just inadvertently ran into two of those, and I'm going to go ahead and log them anyway. Then I'm not really there for points regardless, but not one. I had two. One in the Canary Islands of Spain and one in Bosnia-Herzegovina that were doing the King of Spain contest, and we had to kind of adapt our contacts to meet their needs, but it was interesting that they were out there doing that as well, and I wasn't trying to find them. They found me. Definitely had the antenna rotated and pointing at North America trying to find us, and found us they did.
For WHN, W4SBX.
Talk to me, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Mark, no problems on not saying goodbye, and I'll tell you what, between the rain, the heat, the humidity, the bugs, I was ready to get out of there, too, and I seen you packing up, and I started to do the same thing. I almost got home in time to check in on the net, but as far as what I learned, that one part that I was missing, that one guy was so kind to loan me, actually ordered two of them on Amazon for $6.10, and I already put one on the inset so I don't forget it the next time, and a spare. And I also think the next time I'm going to try to get a way to organize those, I don't know, but tackle box or some kind of organizer for all my fittings I'm going to take just in case I need it or somebody else needs it. I want to drop for a sec. You know, seemed like there was something else, but I got really lucky. That one guy, I think his name was Ben. He has to forgive me if I forgot his call sign. I think it's KO4CEW. help me program 4 HTs and at least 4 or 5 of my HTs and my mobile rig, and I'm eternally grateful for that. But even though the weather was not great, I ended up with like 11 contacts there. Came home, took a little nap, and got like 6 more. And I want to drop again. I'm sorry, Mark. But I don't know if the guy confirms that I got a new state, Washington, Fort Dawes States Award. Hopefully I get it. I think I'll need like 11 or 12 more to get that award. And I got Canada, but I got a 1x1 call out of Georgia. It was, I think it was W4R or something, a commemoration thing. But anyway, I'm going to get on the side there, Mark, and yeah, I had a good time, and anything we can do better the next time, we're going to try to.
KQ4WHN, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, I think we did pretty well, you know, for our first time. Brad and I, for those of you that didn't hear me the first time, we were out there our very first time operating on emergency power and, you know, just getting set up with an antenna and a tree. I had one experience in my backyard before I got out there on field day, so I thought I had it all figured out. But you never know what you don't know until you go out and you do it, and it was a good exercise, kind of a proof of concept that that really worked out for both of us. Brad had an issue with one of the connectors, and it sounds like he got that resolved. So it's... Man, if there was only one thing I could change, it would be the weather. It was so hot. And at 90 degrees, I'm a South Carolina boy. I've lived through 90-degree days. But I guess now that I'm getting older and as I get a little closer to retirement age, man, the heat just sapped me. But had fun anyway. And like I said, caught a lot of folks going on. Don't forget, we've got the 13 Colonies contest for those of you that like to chase and go out and make contacts on HF for the next, I think, 6 days. The 13 Colonies contest is going on, and get another opportunity to go out and spend some time on the HF radios. Anybody else want to check in? Anybody else want to comment? Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KQ4WHN, KR4EEE.
Let's talk.
Pleasure to meet you and Brad and others down at the horse farm, as I affectionately call it. That was my first field day, and as a tech, I only have very limited HF feats or privileges, as you all know, but did manage to make contact with a gentleman in Long Island. My intent... it was the first time setting up a lot of the gear that I purchased since Helene, and you may have noticed me out there. I'm not a very tall man, and trying to get stuff up into the trees after our air gun guy left was quite the fun time, but lots of lessons learned. I think the most important thing to me was meeting some folks face-to-face that I've talked to on here, and you guys couldn't have been more welcoming, so thank you very much. KR4EE.
I have to agree with that one. The amount of helpful folks that were to be done. Ken was the guy with the air cannon, and he had it down to a science. He got it at first pass. Sorry you missed out on him, but that was, man, that made life easy. He knew exactly how to get that orange weight over the top of the tree, and getting the antenna up from there was nothing. I'm going to look into a slingshot. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with pressurized PVC pipes, but I'm pretty comfortable with a slingshot. I might do something like that next time, or maybe I'll have to invest in a vertical pole or something like that. But I'll wait for it to cool down before I go any further than that. But yeah, I was feeling for you when you were trying again and again and again to get it up in the tree, and that's, man, that's exhausting after a while.
It was okay. I don't mind not quitting, but I did go out to purchase a vertical. Now that I know that my 8010 works just fine, the spool antenna did well also. And that's primarily for the stuff that happens out here with some of our calls with the fire department and search and rescue. But the vertical is more a little, not permanent, but will keep me from getting myself exhausted the next time. So, yeah, many thanks again to the entire group.
So have you done the Faraday cloth on the ground to make the vertical more resonant or better grounded? That's one of the things that's kind of trending on YouTube right now is you get the Faraday cloth pretty cheap, like 10, 15 bucks. You put it underneath the vertical, and it does magic things with your ability to propagate.
I have not. I did not get that. I did get the radials, typical radials, but the Faraday cloth looks interesting. Both of those purchases means apparently that I got to go out and buy a $500 antenna analyzer now. So, one thing at a time.
I'm waiting for the one-day sale where somebody says, "Hey, here's a antenna analyzer for $19.99," and then I'll jump on that. But that's kind of why I'm hanging out in the infant space, because I just can't see using the antenna analyzer just yet. I know there are cheaper brands out there, but the Rig Expert is obviously where everybody goes, and I just can't pull the trigger on something I'm going to use maybe once or twice a year. But maybe if I'm next to somebody with one, I'll be more keen to do that.
Well, if you get one of them.
Roger. I'm still figuring out the HF stuff. That's the one that's hardest for me. I've got my off-center dipole in the attic, and it's serving me well for what it does, but DX is really tough unless you've got somebody who's got a really big, tall directional antenna. I'm not getting out beyond maybe Colorado, Oklahoma, that kind of distance west, and almost never, but very infrequently into Europe and beyond with what I've got here at the house. So it's nice to be able to go out in the field and throw up my little infed, and suddenly I can reach a much bigger part of the world. But doing that in the dark is going to be the next challenge for me to actually go out and maybe do some nighttime calls on some longer bandwidths that might go a little further in the dark of night. But we'll see. That's a thing for, again, when it gets cooler. It's KQ4WHN. This is the 2-meter net. Anybody need to check in? We're sitting here chatting, just kind of letting the storm go by. Call net control or KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Flight check in is Kilo Juliet 4. Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4BKI. Jack, down here in Rock Hill, I'm waiting on a storm. It ain't got here yet, so. Y'all have a good, man. Get ready to turn all my stuff off and hit the sack. Y'all take care.
Recognize KJ4BKI, Jack there in Rock Hill. Thanks for joining us, Jack. I tell you, the longer you wait, people keep showing up. People like to check in all throughout the hour, so I try and hang out here and have some fun conversations while we do it. That's what amateur radio is all about. Any other lessons from field day? Any weather reports? Anything that anybody would like to get on the air, talk about? I'm going to hang out here for another few minutes, take a few more check-ins, have another conversation or two, and just kind of see where it goes from there. Call KQ4WHN or net control.
Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra India Delta, KQ4, SID. Name is Craig in Greer. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
I'd like to recognize KQ4SID. That's Craig there in Greer. Thanks for joining us, Craig. We're up to 52 check-ins tonight. I'm not sad about that. I don't chase numbers, but when they come, I always appreciate the fact that there's that much interest out in the counties left and right of Greenville to get everybody into the log and have a good conversation as we go through that. Anybody else? Conversations, check-in, weather reports, whatever you got on your mind, call KQ4WHN.
WHN, W4SBX, what is our comment?
Talk to me, Brad.
Yes, sir. You're doing an excellent job running the net, by the way, but what I was going to say, I heard the fireman up there, I apologize on his call sign, I can't remember, but very nice gentleman, nice to meet him. But I was thinking there was a guy that had up there had a brand new radio that never been set up. I don't remember his call sign either, asking if anybody had an analyzer. I didn't bring it, but I've got a brand new, well, I think it's called a nano, tiny nano something, and never been used. I don't even know how to use it, but I think the next time I'm going to take it, and then if somebody needs it, maybe they can show me how to use it. But anyway, I'm a new ham, less than a year, so I guess some of them learning curves to be expected, but it was a great experience, except for the rain kind of slowed us down. But I think I'm going to tend to like the winter field day better than the summer field day, and I want to return it back to that.
What you're talking about there is the Nano VNA, the Virtual Network Analyzer. From what I understand, it doesn't actually analyze the antenna. It analyzes the path along the coax and the antenna, but it ends up having the same kind of capability and a whole lot more. So that's actually, depending on what you buy, can be less expensive than a network or than a antenna analyzer. But I am definitely not the expert on that topic. I'm still trying to figure out all this stuff and where to go from there. So what I'm going to invest in primarily for now is stuff that's pre-built that somebody else has done the math on. But interesting investment that you've made there. So maybe that's something that we can spend some time playing with and get to know a little better, because that's definitely a cool tool. I heard somebody somewhere, I think it may have been the Anderson Club, talking about they were going to do a nano VNA class, and then I kicked myself for not running over there and learning more about it. But there's only so much time in the day and so many days in the week. It's KQ4WHN. Anybody want to talk? Go ahead and sing out. Just heard my first clap of thunder, so it must be getting closer. There's a little more lightning on the radar screen, the combined weather radar and lightning detection stuff that's available. Looks like it's moving slow, so whatever's going to come overhead is going to drown a lot of worms. It's going to be a lot of water over a fair amount of time. Looking at the HF waterfall on my ICOM rig, looks like lightning's still pretty intermittent, not as dramatic as it was, I guess, about 7 o'clock this evening when it came overhead, and I thought it hit the backyard. It was so loud. But sounds like we're getting to the point where everybody is ready to go to bed, because they've got to work sometime tomorrow. So I will say last call, anybody want to check in, comment, question, field day lessons, weather report, well, you've got your opportunity right here, right now. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Absolute silence means that everybody is done talking, and I'm not going to keep everybody waiting, so I'm going to go ahead and prepare my net report. So thanks for joining us tonight. This is going to take me just a second, and I need to increment this number, and then we'll get this net report out over the air. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Don't forget, Gary is going to be running the net tomorrow night. That's KI4DOS, along with the swap net. So go ahead and join Gary tomorrow night. Check in with him. This is KQ4WHN. 73 is all. Have a good night.
4JBQ, KO4NUE.
UE, KK4JBQ.
Young man, how are you tonight?
Tying up some loose ends from the day. You saw what I was doing. You'd say, well, is it worth it? I reckon it is. Oh, there was a lot of talk about the weather, and I'm wondering, what sort of weather did you see this evening?
Down here on the river, and it's a pretty steady drizzle. Most of the lightning's moved over, but it's cooled things down. And I mean, it's quite comfortable, actually. It's, you know, nothing like hearing rain on a tin roof. So, me and Tango's sitting in here. I got a set of thermal binoculars set up outside I'm testing tonight, and I've linked it with my iPad. So, I'm looking 60 yards down the logging road. It's pitch black night, you know, out here, and I can see with thermals, you know, about 100 yards down the road. And I keep watching a bat. He flies into the optic every now and then. But I'm going to sit here and watch for a while I talk on the radio and see what I can see across the road. But these thermal optics are pretty amazing.
That sounds like something I've never done, and it would be interesting. Maybe my imagination can take me there. So you think you're seeing bats locate and grab their food? Is that what you're seeing as they fly around?
Well, I've been watching them for about 10 minutes. I think what may be happening is, so the binoculars have got thermal where you can see anything that generates a heat signature. You're able to see the outline of that signature. But it also has night vision, which uses infrared light. So it basically shines a beam of infrared light in anything that's in, you know, 50 yards. It's like Andy Griffith black and white. I mean, it is crystal clear. I look out the window and look down the road, I see nothing but darkness, but I can look through the binoculars, and it's just like I said, a black and white Andy Griffith show. And there's a bat that keeps flying around. I suspect that he is able to see that infrared light, and that may be messing with him a little bit, but it's kind of interesting to see, you know. I did some night vision work with the military through my career, and it's really neat to be able to see in the dark, but with thermal, it's a totally different ballgame. I mean, you can see, you can see probably, the scope advertises 1,000 yards. I've never tried to get a heat signature that far, but I don't see why it wouldn't. I scoped a big buck. Was watching him last week, probably at around 300 yards. Just sat there and watched him for, you know, 20, 30 minutes. You know, quite interesting to see what moves at night.
That sounds like a whole evening of entertainment. and anything could pop up. Boy. Yeah. What we have come up with you are entertaining yourself, but other folks use them for, you know, serious reasons, I suppose. You mentioned your dog, and I'm just, I've already forgotten the name you used, and I don't know if you've ever told me what his breed is. Could be a Heinz 57. Don't know. Anyway, you're lucky to have a dog with you. There's so much company. It's been, oh gosh, I think I was maybe 14, if that old, last time I had a dog. Donna just hates it. Just hates it when I talk about my dog. I don't know why. She's got nothing for him, you know. And, I mean, she doesn't have a fear of petting them or something like,
you know, that's really odd. But I've known people that would not, even if the dog was licking your hand, they wouldn't pet it. You know what I'm saying? KK4JBQ.
Well, his name is Tango. Whiskey Tango. Tango for short. And he is a Belgian Malinois. And he has got a solid black face. And his coat down his back is solid black. But his mane, if that's what you want to call it, is almost orange. It's just, it's really strange. And I mean, he's purebred. I don't have papers on him, but I got him from a breeder who bred a litter, and he was poisoned by someone, and Lightning died. And he was afraid that it would have stunted his growth, so he gave him to me. He normally sells them for about $1,800, but Tango was so sick when I got him that I probably did not anticipate him, you know, surviving. But I got him to the house, and it took a while to figure out what he would eat, and you know, gave him a lot of attention and anything he wanted to eat, and got him. It took me about 3 or 4 weeks to get his gut straightened out, but once I got him straightened out, then he is huge, Larry. I mean, just, it's like he grows another inch every day, but just the most affectionate, I think probably the most affectionate dog I've ever owned. And pretty protective. I don't know what I'm going to do about that yet, but he's quite interesting.
So I'll just take a guess here. My guess is that dog has an absolute allegiance to you. That dog understands that he'd have been dead without your help. I don't know how they know these things. And I couldn't explain it, and I suppose there'd be people out there that would argue with me, but, you know, they can just walk on. Because I know what I'm talking about. I have not had a dog in a long time, but I know how they act when they adore you, and when they have a reason to stick with you, you know, stick with you. And I guess that's why we love them so much. Their love is free and just thrown out there like it was, you know, easy to come by. And maybe it is for a dog, you know. People, it's hard to come by love. Even tolerance. Oh, golly. Well, I am tickled and happy for you. I am. It's something you've been wanting for a time. And it's probably not perfect, you know, but it's something you've been looking for, and I'm glad you have it. Especially anybody that would poison a dog. I just, you know, I have respect for human life. I do, but it gets on the wrong side of me to know that there are people who would poison an animal. I get all messed up, first of all, not knowing what to think. And to
to realize, you know, that it's not my business. But we're caretakers here. It says that right in the scriptures. We are here as caretakers. And that means the animals as well as the ground. So take that for what it's worth. KK4JBQ.